Share the Gospel, Continued. An Unexpected Gift by Allison Guffey. My road to conversion began when a non-member friend sent me a Book of Mormon. My conversion story is kind of different. It started because my best friend, Calvin, is a member of the church. We have a mutual friend who is not a church member and who one day thought it would be funny to go online and have a Book of Mormon sent to me. That friend meant it as a joke, but I was actually interested in it, because although Calvin and I were such great friends, I felt like it was a whole part of him I didn't know about. The Book of Mormon came in the mail, and I started reading it. Sometime later, Calvin invited me to a mutual activity. We went to the park and played volleyball, and I had a lot of fun with the youth. They made me feel welcome, so I kept going to the combined activity every month. After a few months, I made a couple of friends in the young woman group. I decided to go one night to a young woman activity, and I loved it. I started going every week. Calvin invited me to church one week, and it happened to be General Conference. It was like nothing I had ever experienced, and I was in awe. I kept going to church every week I could. After a couple months of regularly going to the activities and to church, I really wanted to talk to the missionaries about being baptized, but I knew I had to take lessons first, and I wasn't sure how to ask them. I had talked to Lindsay, a good friend I made in Young Women, about how I really wanted to be baptized, so she asked the missionaries about the lessons for me. After that, every Wednesday before the mutual activity, I would come an hour early with Lindsay, and we would have a lesson. During the missionary lessons, I never questioned anything about the gospel, because it was like I'd known it all my life, but just hadn't known what I knew. I took the lessons for about a month and a half, and then the missionaries asked me if I wanted to get baptized. I was really excited. I couldn't wait to tell everybody. I was filled with joy. Before I was able to be baptized, my mom asked me a lot of questions, because she wanted to see if I knew what I was getting into. But I knew it was something I really wanted to do, and I knew the standards I would need to keep. After hearing how much I knew about the church and how I understood I would be changing my lifestyle, my mom allowed me to be baptized. On the day of my baptism, the friends I had made came to support me. Lindsay and another friend, Jameson, gave talks, and Calvin baptized me. It was such a beautiful day. I was grateful for the support of my friends, and I felt close to my Savior, Jesus Christ. Through friendship, even through a friend who wasn't a member, I have come to know that the Book of Mormon is truly another testament of the Savior Jesus Christ, that Joseph Smith was a prophet called of God to restore Christ's church on the earth in the latter days, and that Heavenly Father has a plan for His children. I know that an individual can bring a friend into the gospel by small and simple means. I will never forget the friends who shared the gospel with me. Share the Book of Mormon. Think of someone you can share the Book of Mormon with. You can obtain a copy from the missionaries or online at store.lds.org. Consider writing your testimony in the copy before you give it to your friend. End of the article. An Unexpected Gift by Allison Guffey.